Oh god, I almost fell over.
Hello, it's Unprofessional Opinions again. Woo! I'm Bryce.
I'm Clifford.
And we have a special guest, Renee.
Hello.
But before we talk about her, what are you wearing, Clifford?
I am wearing dark chocolate. Just for you.
Is that a brand of clothing? Or are you wearing...
No, not at all. Just the actual food item.
Ah, is it Hershey's or...
Dove.
It's delicious.
I know.
All right, well, so we're here with Renee. Why are you here, Renee?
I'm here visiting you, and I was invited to be a special guest on the podcast.
Oh, so you've been listening? You're our biggest fan?
I have. I've listened to all three, and I even follow your instructions.
We have a fan.
We have a fan.
I'm so excited about that right now.
Congratulations.
She did do something that we have suggested where we said people should draw what they think we look like based on our voices.
Uh-huh.
And she already knew what I looked like, right. But she drew you.
She drew me.
Yes. So Clifford will be seeing her drawing for the first time.
Now? Immediately?
Yeah.
This is happening right now.
Yeah.
I did it on Paint on the computer.
So this is what my voice looks like to you. This is...
It's pretty,
so hold on.
It's pretty darn accurate, but...
So it's... I have to describe it. Is this guy a hipster? He's a little bit hipsterish.
He kind of has the douchebaggy, my shirt is...
It's like half tucked,
half not.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But the glasses are spot on. The hair is pretty good.
I'm amazed. She got the okay. Did you know what I looked like before
you
drew this?
I did not.
So she drew exactly what my glasses look like on my face.
The hair is close.
The hair kind of looks a little bit like pubes.
You know what?
Well, yeah,
pictured you with a beard, and the reason that your beard is
and
not
head,
complete
apparently.
Is because I just didn't picture that you were the kind of guy that shaves and trims his beard, so it's kind of go down your neck, and that's why it's kind of
splashy. I'm just an irresponsible neck beard is really what my voice describes.
There have been times where you weren't shaving and did have a beard, and it's pretty close.
Can you hear my beard through my voice? Via podcast? does it like rustle?
The sound of your voice is muffled by the patch of hair.
The single patch. It is really, it's just a collective gigantic patch of hair that encompasses my entire face. I apparently don't have a nose. Is that? Oh no, there it is. Okay.
I just didn't use a very dark color.
It's there. You know what's kind of creepy is that I've always thought my face is kind of crooked. And you totally have described that in this, like, illustrated that.
Your voice does sound like it's a crooked
face. I captured
face.
Your crookedness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you've got, like, the one eyebrow raised, which
did
is...
Did you notice that your shirt is an Unprofessional Opinion shirt?
Yes, that part actually took forever.
We totally need to get...
Yeah, spelling is hard.
No.
Although I'm really excited about my extremely stylish... straight leg jeans that I have on.
You are a little bit...
I pictured you with straight legged jeans.
Not pigeon-toed. It's like the opposite of pigeon-toed.
It's the 180 degree toe.
It's hard to draw feet,
my feet
in the correct
dimension. Are a complete obtuse angle. And I don't. So what is this hand motion that I'm doing? Is this?
You're talking.
I can't really tell if I'm like flamboyant or you just... You just envisioned that I'm a hand talker as well.
I was just trying to give the...
Irresponsible neckbeard hand talker is pretty much my title right now, with Merkin hair.
And the glasses.
And the glasses.
And just in case this isn't what you look like, she did add a red dog.
Because that's always a fail-safe. If he doesn't look human, he's got to be.
The big
name,
red dog.
Yeah, if his name is Clifford, then...
That's also just because I really like drawing, and I was bored, and I wanted to keep drawing, so I was like, oh, I'll just draw a dog.
There it is. Wow. So what do you do in life, aside from... I mean, you are very adept at the paint program.
I'm pretty artsy. I'm a really good drawer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Especially, did you use like a Wacom board for this, or was this all just mouse?
I don't know what a Wacom board is.
Applied. Wow.
It was just mouse.
Wow.
On paint.
Amazing. Thank you. For the people is there any way that we can post this online?
Yeah, so, we'll take a picture of this. This will be the picture for this edition.
love for people to see this.
I try to... It doesn't always work, but I try to have the picture for every edition be something from episode one. We talked about that samurai picture. That's the picture for
I
that.
I did see the samurai picture.
Yeah. Very cool. Did you notice the guy that looked like he would have thug life on his...
No, because it kept switching out from the picture into another picture, and I wasn't really able to study it.
Way to go, Bryce.
I don't really got that.
Yeah.
What that means.
This is a fantastic drawing.
Thank you. You can keep it.
I will. This is like one of those things that you will never ever lose. Like, I'll probably put it into some like weird crevice, you know, in my
find it a couple years
in
later.
My living.
You'll be moving and you'll find it and be like, oh, this is that picture, that weird girl.
Yeah, strange chick drew me, and apparently she thinks I'm an irresponsible Nick.
Maybe you'll have like
doesn't shave. Really, I can't afford razors. Is really what the deal is.
Maybe you'll have a really jealous girlfriend, and she'd be like, "What girl? What girl drew that picture of you?"
And then, so okay, hold on. Since we have the female here, what is the deal with girls just destroying anything that was given to a guy by another female? It doesn't even need to be like something that's really like near and dear to him anymore. But I have had countless experiences of this happen where there's like something where I'm like, hey, you know, this is really nice. And I received this from, and maybe, you know, she was a girlfriend at the time, but it's just a nice thing that I've kept. And then when they find it and find out that it was like another woman that gave it to me, it is like, it is just immediately just desecrated.
I suppose something that you need to understand about women is that we are...
Let her teach you something.
Yes.
Please, yeah. No, absolutely.
Listen up. We're very emotional and...
What?
Shocking.
I don't believe you.
Shocking.
Yeah, no, that's false.
And so I guess we put it like this. Something that is given to me by a guy, I kind of have an emotional attachment to. That's a connection to that guy. So that's probably how... she sees it. Like, this is something another girl gave you. It makes you think of her. It's some kind of attachment that you could possibly still have to her. Because that's how it works in a girl's mind.
Right.
So she's not working to understand you. You're not working to understand her.
I have something to add. When I think about things that I have from past relationships... When I think about those things, I don't think about them in terms of the girl that they came from. I think about myself at that time. So to throw away or get rid of that thing.
Basically just chopping an arm off.
And it would be nice if women would understand that and take that into account. But we're just emotional creatures, so.
I just keep things because I like them. And then they...
Some things are convenient to have.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
But yeah, even things that aren't necessarily useful that I still have, it's like throwing away, like, oh, this is part of what I was doing 5 years ago, and to throw it away.
What were you doing 5 years ago, Bryce?
I don't remember, it was a long time ago.
5 years is a considerable expanse of time.
Yeah, but to throw anything away from that time that meant something to me at the time would be like, disregarding something that was important to me a long time ago.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It represents a part of who you were then, that part of your world, and it's fun to merge that part of your world with what your world is now.
No, not even merging what my world is now to what it was then. It's just, I'm like disregarding my past or something. I don't know. I only just thought of this.
Okay.
See, I feel like it's like, just all emotional stuff aside, sometimes it just seems like I'm being urinated on.
Is that why you always smell like urine?
Maybe, you know, that could be... I take pride in my body scent, Bryce. Thank you.
It takes a lot of work to smell like urine.
That's right. As Macklemore
said. Fall asleep in front of a lot of Walmarts.
and they are the most traveled, most luxurious Walmarts in San Diego. I make sure of that. Absolutely.
I wonder what is the most luxurious Walmart? Where is that?
I don't think those words
Walmart.
Really fit together.
Where's the nicest Walmart?
Nice and Walmart. That's kind of, no, those don't. That's a conundrum.
All right.
Are we going to get to this debate or what,
man? Well, yeah, let's debate something. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're going to take a break.
You're just going to tell him that, Bryce?
We'll take a recess.
You're just
going to
put it out
there? We're going to pull the curtain back. We don't know what we will be debating yet.
Come on now, man. Ridiculous.
Hey, that's interesting stuff.
It is unprofessional opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's right. The unprofessional part.
We're not getting paid, and we're not paying our guests to be here either.
Obviously.
She's really bent about it.
All right, so recess, and then we'll be back. Renee has an interesting fact for us.
Yes, I do. And here it is. So this is kind of some wedding lore.
Well, that's super interesting.
Yeah, it is super interesting. Okay. So back in the old days.
When are the old days?
Could be quite a few different old days you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Renaissance-ish time.
Dark Ages-ish. Ish is always the saving grace there. Yes. It's nice. Okay,
so back in the Renaissance-ish times.
So before TV.
Way before TV.
Just slightly before TV.
Okay. So the reason for bridesmaids was at least for religious weddings, the bride would have multiple bridesmaids next to her. Yes.
Wait, can I guess this?
No. This is my thing.
would the bride get polio and then they would just need to move on to the next one? Is that why they're lined up?
No,
like
but
that?
Thank you for guessing without my permission anyways. Okay.
That's a good guess.
She would have lots of bridesmaids to confuse the evil spirits, because it was said if you were religious and you were getting married, that means that, you know, you love God and that therefore you are afraid of the evil spirits.
I know. It was to confuse the king during Prima Nocta.
No.
Yes.
It really was to confuse the evil spirit. So when the evil spirit came, when the bride was getting married, it would hopefully put the curse on one of the other bridesmaids.
A curse? Mm-hmm. There were curses involved?
Then were the bridesmaids, they didn't want to be a bridesmaid? It wasn't so much of an honor to be my maid of honor? Screw you and your demon.
I read that it was... A bridesmaid who agreed to do it was in a position, she showed great devotion and loyalty to the bride, and she was prized for that.
Yeah, and then she gets cursed.
Now she's cursed. Just wasting this good person. Why don't they find some bum and say, hey, you're going to be the maid of honor. Find Billy the bum.
Well, obviously the bum isn't going to be confused for the bride. Just saying. I mean, like, you know, if I had to pick from a panel of women, and I was like a demon, and I was going, which one is the bride of this handsome young man? Oh.
It's not Billy.
Look at Billy the bum over here, missing teeth, with the large mole coming out of the top of her left eyebrow. Must be it. Absolutely.
So that is your fact that... The origin of having a bridesmaid was to confuse the evil spirits.
Yes.
Interesting.
So do evil spirits still exist today?
I think so.
So were any of your bridesmaids cursed after your wedding?
I don't think so. None of them called me and said, Renee, it was wrong!
Just what? Having to be one of your bridesmaids was a curse enough.
That's a terrible thing
to
say.
That is rude. How rude.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself. So what kind of curses were set upon these bridesmaids?
That's an excellent question. I did not read up on that.
Oh, wow. Well, it doesn't sound like you're very devoted to this fun fact.
I'm really glad you asked that, Clifford. I'm gonna ignore it.
Which is a really good point, because I did note that when you were doing your podcast about the samurais, I thought, wow, Clifford has really done his research on the samurais, because you had that story about that guy who...
That guy. Yeah, that I one, don't even the remember. The one dude at the Battle of Bannockburn. Whatever that was called.
That one? That?
I'm just saying he had really good research.
Talking about DeBruce?
Yeah,
yes.
That he wasn't a samurai.
Okay. Might as well have been.
That's fine. That wasn't my point.
He was a badass.
Those are two totally different things.
True. Very true. Thank you. That was very interesting. I had no idea that bridesmaids were actually bullet shields in the past.
I did read that the flowers were actually, the reason the bride holds flowers was to cover up her smell. Because they didn't take baths every day.
Wow. I've actually read that people from long ago, you know, the days of yore,
of your what?
Were not as smelly as we think they were.
Why not?
They actually had access to more bathing than we think.
Interesting.
Give them credit for it.
Yeah, they bathed more often than we think, and they had methods of not smelling so terrible. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I just
mean,
read
you know,
recently
were,
that it's a myth
I'm
that they
pretty
were
sure,
so smelly.
I'm pretty sure water existed back then.
Yeah, in some form.
Yeah.
I mean, today's water hadn't quite been invented yet, I'm sure.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
When was water invented?
Good question, Bryce.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, at some point in those 7 days, he threw water in there.
Oh, so a long time ago.
But how long are those 7 days that we're talking about? Way to roll right over that one, Bryce. But that was a very interesting fact. I'm really excited to know that, and I would like to maybe know more of those in the future. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your positive affirmation.
Let's all pat each other in the back more.
Woo.
That sounds like a great idea, Bryce. What a wonderful suggestion to bring forth.
Let's just all sit here and stroke each other's egos.
Good job, Bryce.
Thanks, Clifford.
This was fantastic.
Thank you for wearing that beanie tonight.
And that chocolate.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's for everybody, really. I mean, I'm like a communal sort of just chocolate basin for your pleasure.
I feel like that's a pickup line for a black guy.
Okay.
Why do I gotta
walk me through that? Okay, you're the black guy and I'm the girl.
Go.
Oh, hey there, mister.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, I'm a communal basin of chocolate for everybody in the house. Wanna lick?
Here's an interesting fact. That was 50 Cent's original idea for the candy shop song.
Genius. I don't know why he went the other direction,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, he really overproduced that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Way to go, 50 Cent.
Yeah. Well, should we take another break?
I think recess, some kickball sounds like a great idea.
Oh, kickball.
Yeah.
All right.
Recess.
We're back. Recess is over.
From a vicious game of kickball.
And again, we have our special guest, Renee. And she's going to debate with us. So, Clifford has a bold statement to make.
Yeah, I do believe that the first kiss should be given on the first date. I know there's like a couple schools of thought, you know, that maybe it happens like on the third date or something like that. There's like this carefully thought out formula, but I feel like there needs to be that connection made on the first date. If you guys are feeling each other, you know, if there's some fireworks, sparks are flying, then don't pass up the opportunity.
Well, sure, if it's going well, but what if she's an uggo and boring? And,
well, then
and
it's
not
going
well,
obviously. I mean, well, you're not going
to
be giving any kisses at that point
so
if you think that way.
So to just say, oh, it should be given. I mean, I think it's
absolutely. Okay, all right. So then extenuating
circumstances. It's circumstantial.
Would be that it should be given if there is any type of thought as to, oh, there is going to be a second date or I would like there to be a second date with this person.
Okay.
I think that I don't think a kiss has to be on the first date because some people aren't ready. Like, yeah, I had a great time with you, but I'm not ready. Some people don't open up as fast.
So I mean, you think that there could be something established after, say, this time period. It's not like you just dump somebody in the friend zone right away. If there's
no, you can give a hug and, you know, you can like hold hands and stuff. The first
hand holding. That's significant.
That is significant.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. Yeah. The first time that my husband and I held hands before we got married was more magical than the first time he kissed me. I was not ready for a kiss. I did not. I'm probably going to force him to listen to this, so thank you for the kiss. It was great. But I wasn't ready. I was not ready for it.
So, I mean, if you don't mind, share. Like, what
not
what
ready
happened?
For it as in, like, you didn't want it to happen?
Well, this is, I'll just tell you what happened. We were
Which
saying,
date was this?
It was...
Was this the first?
No. I can't remember what number date this was, but he had taken
had
me
been
up
a
to
lot?
Dinner to be with me.
Up to this point, there had been a lot of dates?
Not a lot. I mean, we became, you know, official, if you will, and after about a month.
Right.
So not a whole lot, but...
And no kiss had happened.
I mean, we...
Up to this point?
After we... No, there was no kiss. There was hand-holding,
so you guys were official, and there was no kiss established.
No, we had been kissing by the time we were official,
okay,
but
right,
there
right.
had been previous dates where we had not kissed, we had held hands, but no
right,
kissing.
Right.
So what happened was we were saying goodbye at the door, and he's a lot taller than me. I'm 5'2", he's 6 foot. And when he was saying goodbye...
I'm 6'1".
When we were saying goodbye...
Okay, right. 1 inch taller than him.
Hey, well, it counts.
Okay, we're doing that. I'm 5'2 and 3/4". So, just saying. Anyways, are we ready for me to continue?
Yes,
I'm so ready for the rest of
this. Okay, we were saying goodbye at the door, and we had hugged already, and he was much taller than me. So he's looking down, and I could tell that he wanted a kiss. So I kind of, like, you know, was looking down with my head. I'm like,
were you doing like a, hey, don't kiss me kind of stance or what?
No, I was still like, we were standing really close. You know, you like someone, you're going to stand really close to them. But my head was kind of down because I knew he was looking for a kiss. So he just kind of like bent down and turned his head up. I'm doing the motions as I'm talking about this.
This is really, it was like kind of like acrobatic almost.
I know. So he bent down, you know. Twisted his head up since my head was facing down since I didn't want to kiss and planted one on my lips.
Did a backflip.
Did you slap him?
No. This was at...
Did you kiss back is really the...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, like, deny it or anything. It wasn't a long kiss. It was just a peck, but I was, you know, not ready for it. But it was great.
But it was great, of
but
course.
But it was
yeah.
great.
No,
thank
absolutely.
You,
yeah,
honey,
yeah.
for kissing me.
Yeah, well, okay, so... The thing is like, do you think maybe your relationship would be where it's at if he didn't take action at that point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was going there. Anyways, we wanted to keep seeing each other.
We would have kissed eventually after a few more months.
Right. I mean, so like, what would you have rather had happened? I mean, is this something like you would like to establish the first kiss? I mean...
No, I wouldn't like that. And I don't necessarily condone having scripted responses for people because that's not fair. I don't want to be like, on this date, you need to kiss me because that's when I'm going to be ready. But
Actually, you're supposed to kiss me because Clifford said so. On
there the you go. There you go. According to Clifford.
I'm actually central date knowledge.
Who is
department.
Clifford? Let me show you this picture of him that someone drew online.
He's beautiful. And
is
he
the red dog?
Does he not shave? What is that?
Why does he tuck his shirt into his belt like that?
And his shoes are...
You know what? Just shut up about the picture and kiss me because it's our first date.
And we like each other, so this is happening.
Okay, but so the thing is, you're talking about scripted responses. I mean... I haven't read this yet, but I've heard things about, like, the game and
so
these things.
So you're an obvious expert on it?
I am just through and through the knowledge central of this subject matter. So, no, but people talk about this, about, like, you know, you should wait 3 days before you contact somebody after, you know, going out with them the first time or getting their number, I'm sorry. So you get somebody's number and then you're supposed to wait for 3 days. And if you don't do this, then it just totally blows the relationship apart, and there's no.
Yeah, that's such a silly thing. Like, it's the
absolutes.
The
like
feelings that,
or... that
make us feel like we should do that are the same ones that made us pretend that we didn't like girls in elementary school.
Girls had cooties.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up, girls had cooties, though. Just saying. So, I mean, but the thing is like, okay, so from, say, the other side, I guess the idea is it's supposed to build, like, this kind of sense of suspense or longing for the person, or maybe you're supposed to demonstrate that you're not really needy. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But
there's, like, this need to pretend, like, we're not interested in somebody. Like, it's the worst thing in the world if they knew that we liked them. Like,
fear of rejection.
So did this happen with your husband at all? Was there this period where it was kind of like, oh, I wonder if he doesn't really need me at some point, you know, like,
no.
In the beginning of your relationship, or did you guys just, I mean...
Yeah, once we met, it was just all downhill from there.
Downhill. Oh man, I'm
that's
sorry
recorded.
For whoever. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, man. She loves you, man. I promise.
Thank you.
I can honestly say the highest point of our relationship was
right before we met. Right that second before.
From there, it's just been a nosedive.
Oh yeah.
He started kissing me
without my permission.
Sorry, John.
But so I mean, it sounds like there was just pretty much constant contact from, like,
yeah,
the first time you guys. How did you guys meet, if you don't mind me asking? You?
Well, we.
She watched him from afar.
Are you creepy stalkerish like that?
I'm
like,
not creepy stalkerish.
Sunlight reflected off her binoculars and caught his eye.
They were actually night vision goggles because it was, like, really late at night. So.
The moonlight.
Yeah.
You have to make it romantic like that, Bryce.
I'm short, so I had to be standing on a box to see through his window, and I fell off the box.
Broke my night vision goggles.
And he just rushed to your rescue.
No, he was busy playing Call of Duty and couldn't be bothered with whatever was going on outside.
The true story. Yeah, absolutely.
The true story. He was working at the college that I was attending.
Refrigerator College?
It's a community college. He was the help desk technician. Now he's the educational technologist.
Whoa.
But,
Is that even, did they just make that word for his title?
No, they did not.
Technologist.
He's really smart. So, he was working there and I was a student. So, one day I walked into the library. I was always going to the library to photocopy the textbooks so I wouldn't have to buy them. So, I knew the librarian really well and I saw him in there. And I thought he was really cute. So, I asked the librarian who that guy was. And she was like, oh, that's Jonathan. He goes to church. He's a really nice.
So your husband was not the librarian.
No.
He
was just in the library helping them with computers.
That was unclear. All right.
My bad.
All right. I'm good then.
Okay. So she told me just about him that he goes to church. And I said, I had just moved to Blythe where this happened.
Does anybody actually know where Blythe is?
Most people don't. It's on the Colorado River. Kind of on the border of Arizona.
Fact. Bam. All right.
There you go. So she told me who he was and what church he went to. So I said, oh, I'm really looking for a church to go to. And long story short, he ended up calling me and saying, hey, come to my church. He didn't know who I was at that point either. He actually told me that he thought I was going to be some weird, because sometimes church people can be a little weird.
Yeah, you're a little creepy.
Talk about intuitive.
Yeah.
So, I went to church, and he met me there, and 3 weeks later, he asked me to go to Starbucks, and then...
3 weeks.
Wow.
He waited three weeks. So, okay, there it is. Bam. Proven. Point. So, he waited 3 weeks to ask you out after you guys met for the first time.
It took that long for him to figure out that she wasn't a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, were you guys, like, around each other? at this point? Like, I mean, in this within this 3 week wait period.
I saw him. I would see him at the college sometimes, and I'm sure he would see me, but we weren't talking. I mean, he texted me like once to say something about, hey, you know, thanks for coming to my church. I really enjoyed meeting you. Something like that. I don't know.
And you peed your pants with excitement.
Yes. When he did actually text me, though, I was in the front. I was in the car with one of my friends, and I started screaming because I was really excited.
So you were just thinking about this guy. Okay, so you exchanged numbers when he asked you to go to Starbucks, or did he already have
my number from the librarian.
Oh, wow.
The librarian was like, oh, just give me your information, and I'll make sure that he gets in contact with you. And I was just like, okay.
So he texted you once in that 3 week wait period, and you just exploded with excitement.
Yep.
So you were just thinking about this guy for the whole time.
I really, really liked him. That was really cute.
There it is.
There it is.
So proof that you should wait.
But I would have been happy had he got a hold of me earlier. So all this to say that I don't think that you have to have a set, oh, I have to wait 3 days. I have to kiss her on the first date. It's just how you feel and how you think that person feels.
I mean, how did it make him seem when he wasn't, like, trying to get in contact with you right away?
It may, you know, I wasn't really that concentrated on it. I wasn't thinking about, oh, didn't he think I was pretty? It was just, oh, this cute guy at church, I wish he would call me, I'm off living my life. And then he got a hold of me, and oh, that really cute guy that I'm at church texted me. I'm a girl and I'm really excitable, which is why I screamed.
So. Valid. Okay. And so if say, like, right after that first time you guys met, he just started texting you like crazy, do you think you guys would still be where you're at?
I'm going to say yes. But that's just, I don't know, that's kind of hard to answer because that's really just not his personality. He's extremely genuine. And that's just, you know, he's not just the type to keep texting you and annoying you like that.
He texts me all the time, and it's so annoying.
Constant.
I'm sure that he does. You know,
Sean, if you're listening to this, leave me alone. The constant midnight phone calls are getting old.
It's weird. I can't even sleep. Just putting it out there.
Just because Clifford is with me.
That's right.
At midnight when I'm trying to sleep.
Showing Bryce his dark chocolate.
God, this got so awkward so fast. I immediately regret the dark chocolate statement. I so regret wearing dark chocolate today.
I've kind of taken a philosophy towards this type of thing. Like, oh, if I'm interested in a girl, I don't feel like I need to pretend that I'm not. That's just silly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm an adult. Like, and...
Okay.
Oh, hey.
We believe you, bro.
I'm interested in you. Those are my intentions. Like, I don't think that has to be a weird thing or something.
I think that's the way it should be, too, you know. And I'm just saying, it's kind of sad how a lot of times that, I think, is maybe I'm just the creepy guy. Is that what the...
Yeah, but that might not be relevant. It might be a totally different subject.
Very true. But my point is that, like, genuine interest a lot of times, or what seems like a lot of times to me from my observations of myself and other relationships that I've observed, you know, with my friends, genuine interest doesn't seem to sort of cultivate a relationship anymore, you know?
Some people just are immature and not ready for that.
I recently met a girl at a place, and there was like a group. It was a small group of people around us, so I didn't really feel comfortable asking for her number or anything. I knew that I would probably see her again at some point. I mean, she just seemed cool, and I wanted, and I talked to her a little bit there, and And I wanted to be able to just say, hey, you seem cool. You know, do you want to hang out sometime? And I plan on doing that the next time I see her. But this was the first time I had met her, and it didn't feel like the place to do it. But I totally would have done it if we weren't, like, standing next to a large group of people.
You would have just straight up said, hey, you're pretty cool. Let's hang out. Because, I mean, that never... when does that ever work?
You would have had more tact.
When does it ever... Yeah, okay, so tact. That's the... when does that ever work? Like, just pure, like, genuine feeling and genuine statement. Hey, I like you. You're cool. Let's hang out and see if we can get to know each other.
Well, that's how I would have, like, started that conversation. We were talking about... okay, let's say that none of the people could have heard us. We'd already been talking about the cookies that she had made. She had...
That's so cute.
She had... and we were just talking about, like, injuries that she had had, and she had an eye injury.
Oh.
So
did
we
she have both of them?
Yes, she had both of her eyes. So we were just talking, we were having some conversations, so I would have said, oh, you know, you seem kind of cool, can I get your number, and, you know, maybe we'll grab some lunch or something after this.
And I would have been so impressed if, like, no doubt you guys had a connection, but just the words, you seem kind of cool,
derailed. Maybe I wouldn't have said kind of, but the casualness is what I'm trying to get across. Why can't I casually make it known, you know, I would be interested in getting to know you more. Because it would be weird to just say, hey, can I get your number? Like, that, I feel like there has to be some lead into that.
You don't even have to make the statement, you're cool, I like you. Even just a casual, I would really like to take you to lunch.
Right, like, it would have been something like that. Like, hey, do you want to... You want to get some lunch or something?
Yeah, that alone implies your interest.
I think maybe it's because...
And
it's
implies.
No,
and that's still a deviation from what the genuine thought is.
It must be because somewhat recently I did that. I just said, hey, can I take you to dinner? And apparently that wasn't hint enough that, you know, what my intentions were.
You got thrown in the friend zone?
I don't know. No, because... We're not even friends. I was just used for a free meal.
Ouch. Oh, yeah. That happens.
Whatever.
So anyway, the point is that I don't think, like, even with that, being casual and just kind of having a conversation, I think a lot of times the genuine thought, what's really on your mind, just... You know, we're in this, in today's society, it seems like we would come across as a creep or some kind of, like, overly, I don't know, just
you know what?
Forward
guy. There has to be mutual attraction, I guess, because the creep thing, you can... I'm going to burp.
Oh, please.
All right, I'm right.
That was a really sissy burp.
Right.
Nothing came out.
A very attractive guy can say something to a girl and get away with it that an ugly guy can't get away with.
Thoughts, Renee?
Can you give me an example of the phrase?
No being PC. No being PC here. This is unprofessional opinion. Straight up, super hot guy says something to a chick outrageous. Ugly guy says something to a chick
just
outrageous.
Just in general. Like, say that girl.
How about you've got a hot face, let's go out.
I, like, would not like that, even if
maybe
he was
the
attractive.
Most the most general thing. Say, Kate, that girl. Let's say I did say to her, "Hey, can I get your number?" If she is attracted to me, she'll
probably say yes.
Exactly,
yeah.
But if she's not attracted to me, then I probably asked in a weird way. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Kind of. Yeah. I think I'm getting you, man.
Like her, like, my physical attractiveness probably affects the way she hears my words.
And don't get me wrong, that's something that has to be taken into account, because I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who I think is physically unattractive. And, you know, I have my, I guess, traits or, like, qualities of women that I'm drawn towards.
And now that we're talking about this, I guess it was a bad idea in retrospect to get creep tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a bold statement. It works for you.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Your brow ridge is, it just looks fantastic.
Right.
Just putting it out there.
Right.
What was I saying?
You don't want to be with someone that's not attractive.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, everyone kind of has to fit the qualities that you look for, you know. And I think there is someone for everyone in that sense, you know. I think there are enough people in the world to where there will be somebody who, you know, their type fits you, or you fit their type, or, you know, so on and so forth. It's just a matter of encountering that person, per se.
Do you think, in general, people are attracted to other people of their same attraction level?
Attraction? That's a good... You know?
Like, say on the scale of 1 to 10, if you're a 6, mm-hmm. are you looking for someone?
You're looking for other 6s? Like, maybe,
yeah, maybe
5
it's
five
the way
seven.
You perceive yourself. Like,
five
you know, seven. I think I'm a 6, and so that person is out looking for other 6s?
I think so.
I think each individual has a pretty good idea of that person would be interested in me, that person... I'm not even interested in, so...
I mean, I will say, I don't think I'm a 9, but I'm looking for a 9. I mean, I still want
Bryce is swinging for the fences.
Still, yeah.
aren't we all, really? I mean, again, coming back to, there are a certain, like, set of qualities that I look for. And, of course, I want to find somebody who, you know... fills all of those traits and qualities to the highest regard.
Maybe it's like a threshold. Like, okay, I think I'm a 6, so I'm looking for a 6 or better.
Yeah. You know, I think that could work too. And you know, I think it just really goes back to, again, there are certain people who just look for certain things. And maybe it is based upon your own physical appearance. I look at myself in the mirror all the time when I'm driving, you know.
I like to readjust the rear view mirror. What's back there? Oh, I look good.
Oh, hey, look at me.
Oh, dude, look at your hair.
Yeah, damn. Oh, your eyebrows are nice today.
And I think,
man,
I look
really
amazing in the side
mirror.
Side mirrors, like when
you
I'm in the passenger
look good
seat,
at that, right?
I kind of go over there and I'm like, my cheekbones look really good in this angle.
It is. It's all about the angle, man.
Like, I look better
those
than
mirror
I thought.
Shot, right? Yeah. Always.
You're weirdos. When I'm driving, I'm looking at the road.
Who does that?
6s.
Can you get a high five for that one? Oh, yeah. That was a really good high five, by the way. You can see the sound.
Pretty, yeah, look. That's the biggest spike we've ever had.
I know. And we just accomplished
that. Probably hurt a lot of people's ears. I apologize.
You know, I would like to find out what people think about attraction levels, and if the game, you know, for those of you who know what that is, if the game works, or even better, has worked on you, if you're out there,
I do want like an anonymous, like, it can be anonymous. What grade would you give yourself?
Uh-huh.
And, like, honestly, what grade would you give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm an 11.
And what is your threshold? And what is your threshold for, like, if you're a 5, are you willing to go below a 5? If you think you're an 8, are you willing to go, like, are you looking for 6 and above?
Yeah, I would love to know. I would love to know if that is actually something that rings true with the majority of our audience out there. Again, if the game has worked on you, love to find out about that. You know, email us, send us in your thoughts and opinions on this. Love to hear about it.
Do you think that you've dated within my range, or do you think you've dated above
11 and a half,
below? I'm not going to make you say what you honestly think that you are. Do you think that you've consistently stayed below? Even or above what you perceive yourself to be?
I think I've been doing pretty good and getting kind of above my range. I don't know.
I feel the same way. I think my
me or you? Or,
no, me. For
oh,
me.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I think I've gone above my pay scale.
Above your... Which is great. I mean...
Well, I'm kind of worried that maybe, like, I've blown it all. Like, you know, my cumulative score is you know, at this level now, and I only have so much left, you know. I only have 2 points allowed.
And you know, it is kind of hard to go down on the scale. Like, after you've been, after you've seen the top.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard to take a step back a little bit sometimes. However shallow that might sound.
What about you, Renee? Do you think you've stayed...
I think I've stayed even or above. No, just even.
I was gonna say that John's above me, but
I'm not gonna fool anybody. John doesn't really. I kind of was actually thinking that John is. This is really cheesy, but John's too special to be considered in the category.
I won't objectify him like that.
He's too special to be considered
this
in the
is
category
so
of those
ridiculous.
Other people, but.
Wow. Oh man,
we turned into like Disney's Aladdin there for a second. That was intense.
What if everybody's only allowed so many points in their lifetime, and I've just already?
We should just all have like a point number just stamped on our chest.
Like, I'm allowed to be with people that accumulate to this number of points.
Right. Yeah. I think that'd be a good way to kind of work the whole dating system.
There should be a lot of things like your relationship status should be on your forehead. I'm talking to you, like, your eye color should change based on your level of interest in me. Like, if the girl is interested in me, her eyes will turn green if she wants me to keep talking to her.
I feel like that would be the end of a lot of relationships.
I think
it would
be
but that would be just fine.
Because
like,
another one is starting.
But so much time would not be wasted.
True.
Like, oh, I'm going to stand here and talk to you, but if her eyes are turning red, like, oh, she's not interested. See you later.
Peace out, dude.
Good. Just saved me
another 10 minutes. Someone who has complicated writ on their forehead, it's like, maybe I don't want to.
Is there anything more annoying than when people put things like, what is your relationship status? It's complicated.
I think that's valid.
You think that's valid?
It's valid.
No, it's
been complicated.
If it's complicated, then you're single.
Kind of.
And you know, I don't think you really need to share that with other people.
It means
you're just
complicated.
Looking for
complicated is like there's somebody there, and I don't really care about anybody else, but it's like not really going the way that I exactly want it to. So I'm still kind of hoping for something better to come along.
We'll just say, oh, you know, I'm not really looking to date right now.
But I am looking to date.
You're not looking to date that new person who is the one that you're telling that it's complicated.
But I am looking to date that new person, possibly. Or just it's some new
person.
Only
if it doesn't work out with the
other
person.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't want to tell you that I've got this other person.
I'm basically saying...
In case it doesn't work out, so I'm just going to tell you that it's complicated.
Complicated means like, hey, you know, you're second on the list, but you're kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awful.
That is.
Or maybe third, you know.
So, it's complicated means I'll call you when it doesn't work out with this person. Give me your number just in case.
Pretty much. And most people, I would...
And also implies a little bit of baggage.
The other day, I asked Clifford, so how's it going with that girl you were talking to last week? And he said, which one?
Why you gotta make me sound like such a
I
douche
hope that
on this podcast?
Listening. I really, really do.
Because that's just, that really
like,
just hurts me. That
screw you and your life.
What?
Dude, you don't have to brag.
Okay,
I got nothing.
I am not that pompous at all.
Oh.
Well, no, you didn't even say, like, oh, which one? I got so many. Like, it was a very sincere, oh, which one? You have to be more specific.
Well,
but,
I'm in a transitional point in my life. You know, sometimes there are a lot of people I meet. And that's...
Me too. I'm transitioning from my basketball league to my softball league.
Which I'm sure, you know, ample opportunities abound.
The basketball league was all dudes.
Like I said.
And there weren't as many opportunities as I thought there would be.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta move forward here. Again, I would love, I think we would all love to hear opinions out there about, again, that whole dating within your range. And what number are you exactly? You don't have to tell us who you are, what your name is.
Or even really your number, just whether...
anonymously send in mine.
I would be much more interested if you did disclose your personal information with this email. But,
and if
and
you
your
can,
phone number.
If you consider yourself to be an 8 or higher, please include your phone number.
Please provide phone number.
Relationship status, it's complicated.
Not it's complicated.
Favorite color. Oh man!
This is our longest to date.
I think so.
Which is okay because our last two were short.
Indeed. Yeah. We got to make up for it. Well, thank you all for listening. This is Unprofessional Opinions. One more time, our email is Bryce.
It's podcastopinions@gmail.com.
podcastopinions@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. We are Unprofessional Opinions. Goodbye.